the Huskies with a very spirited 3-2 victory here tonight over Bowling Green at Slater Family Ice Arena. Congratulations, Coach, on the win. I know that's most important to you. Congratulations on your 100th career coaching win. A very, very cool century mark for you and the team here tonight.
I thought our guys played extremely hard. I don't know in per minutes played if there was a team in the country that either could have or have played a less experienced defensive core in minutes played. When we found out Leiper couldn't play, you're just trying to really simplify some things, and I thought our guys did a really good job. If I had one thing I'd like to, that we have to certainly get better at is handling the little push at the end. It's not like they changed and did anything magical or anything like that. We just kind of sit back, get nervous, and every little play that is a little bit, the guys get a little bit more nervous and things about it. But timely goals, I thought our seniors did a tremendous job. A goal by Soretsky, a goal by Logan Ganey. OC blocked some critical shots. Penalty killing was good. Goaltending was good. Hard to win a game on the road. Hard to win a game in this building. So I don't know if this group of guys has won a game in this building. If you think back, but maybe
2019 was the last time. Paratino's hat trick was the last time that we won here. So it's been a while.
Yeah. So I don't know if any of these guys were on the team. So, and we haven't played here a couple years either. A couple years we didn't come down here. But I'm extremely happy coming down here on the road to get a split. You want to get a split on the road in this building, and now we have a chance at a sweep, so we'll see how our guys respond tomorrow.
It must have been difficult to watch it from the bench. It certainly was up here at times. We really had a tough time hanging on to the puck. That led to two of their breakaways, obviously, during the power play that we had, but it was just one of those games where we just could not seem to settle things down, and they were taking advantage of those opportunities.
Well, that's what we are. Yeah. That's what we are. We got to, we're just trying to work with guys to minimize the mistakes. And again, when guys get rattled, it's a confidence thing, and it's the team. It's the team until they get the confidence that it doesn't matter who they're, they can be as good as anybody. But again, we say a lot of these guys didn't come from an avenue that prepared them to be, to be dominant at this level. So they're trying to figure that out as they're here. And I'm proud of them. They're working extremely hard. And, there's a lot of things we certainly have to do better. But they showed a lot of spirit tonight and a lot of willingness to sacrifice to win a hockey game.
Blake Vietel again coming up with some huge stops and maybe more importantly stopping it and then covering things up when we had guys out there. When they scored that one goal after that shift, it was just amazing how we just could not find a way to get the puck out of the zone. But so often he was able to find a way to get a whistle.
And we had trouble. That line had trouble on the night. Yep. And then they got hemmed in there, and it was a bad, we had maybe the wrong defensive pairing with that line out there. And they just couldn't get out of the zone. And it's long line change. The same thing happened in the third period. We had them out, and I was just going to call a timeout four or five times. I think that was the only shift in the third period, four or five times. They iced the puck, and we couldn't get the change. And the guys on the bench said, no, let them gut it out. Let them gut it out. So we didn't burn the timeout, and they did get it out and got the line change for us. So, again, hopefully that all these little things add up, hopefully to earn confidence. And develop into being players. There's a lot of guys that have to, are catching up a little bit and have never really had to perform at this level to the quality that they need to. And the only way they're going to do it, the good thing for them, for so many players, is they have the opportunity. We've talked about that. That's the word. If I was going to say one word for this hockey team is opportunity. Different guys in all the time, and injuries are critical. We can't afford injuries to Leip. We can't afford injuries to Thorne. Couldn't afford an injury to Logan or Kukkonen or to a lot of guys. We can't. One injury throws everything out of whack. So, but tonight they got over it and won a hockey game in a tough building.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on your 100th coaching win here tonight. That's a great milestone. And as you said, you can't get a sweep unless you win on Friday night. Good luck tomorrow night.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Head coach Joe Sean here on Mix 93 WKMJ.